Hey, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're doing the last page of Chelek Dalet. So this is Siman Tov Chaf Ches, Si'if Ches. This is page Reish Tzadi Amad Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Mishiv Asar B'Tamuz Ve'elech Maftirin Tlas De Paranusa. From Shiv Asar B'Tamuz and on, we lay in 3 weeks in a row Haftaras that relate to Paranus, because it's during the 3 weeks. And then after that, Shiva De Nechemta, we lay in 7 consecutive Haftaras of Nechama, and then followed by Tarti De Tiyufta, 2 that relate to tshuva. So what are these haftaras? Tlas de paranusa, the 3 that relate to paranus are Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu Dvar Hashem, and Chazon Yishayahu. Says the Mishnah Berura, Shimu, v'imta v'hifter b'shabbos rishon, v'parsha d'yoma. If by the accident you made a mistake, in the first of the 3 weeks you read the haftarah of whatever that parsha is, yafter b'shabbos haba, Divrei Yirmiyahu, v'gam Shimu. Then the next Shabbos you should read 2 of the tlas de paranusa, because you missed one of them. And they're right next to one another, so it's not considered too much of a tircha. And then, totally parenthetically, just because this is the best place to talk about haftaras, but not because this relates to anything the Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the fact that in Chumashim it's printed that the haftarah Vayishlach is Vayivrach Yaakov is a mistake. That's really the haftarah for Pashas Vayetze, until the end of Hosea, v'acharkach psukim miyoel v'achaltem achol v'idatem v'chulei. And then you don't finish off at the end of Hosea, you finish off with a few psukim from Yoel. The reason we don't finish off with the end of Hosea is because you're supposed to conclude with the Dover Tov, u'bo Hosea, n'stayim poshim mikoshelubam. And the end of Hosea is u'poshim mikoshelubam, which is not a Dover Tov for the Jewish people, so therefore we throw in some psukim from Yoel. U'bo v'yishlach, so what then is the haftarah for v'yishlach? And the Gra says that we lay in Chazon Avadia before Vayishlach. Now says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter now. So those are the Tlas de Parnusa. Shiva de Nechemta, the 7 haftaras of Nechama are Nachmu, Vatomer Tzion, Ania Soara, Anochi, Rani Akara, Kumi Ori, Sos Asis. Those are the 7. Ubiom Tzom Gedalia b'Mincha, Maftirin Dirshu, and by Tzom Gedalia Mincha, the haftara is Dirshu Hashem b'Matzah, Ubishabbos Shebein Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Maftirin the Olam Shuva. And the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's Shabbos Shuva, because that's the haftarah, is the haftarah of Shuva, Shuvi Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. If you look at Mishpura Sivkan Chav Gimel, Maftirin Liolam Shuva, Ulefisha Balashea, who see him after Razu, Poshim Mikashalabam, Vein Mesayim Bezel, Lekach Masivim Bo Psukim. But again, we don't want to finish off at the end of Sefer Hosea, because the end of Sefer Hosea is not a Dover Tov, it's a Poshim Mikashalabam, so therefore we add Psukim. Yesha Kasu Shamosifim Psuke Micha, Mikel Kamocha, Yesha Kasu Shamosifim. The question is which psukim to add. So some say from Micha, some say from Yoel. And the minhag in Prague apparently was to add from both Micha and from Yoel. Meaning he has a compromise approach. He says, no, you don't have to add from both Micha and Yoel. It's when you read Parshas Vayelech and Shabbos Shuva, so then you finish off with Psukim from Micha. Do main a Parshas Vayelech Ksiv Charapi Psukim Micha Ksiv Lohech Ziglad Apo. The word Af appears in both Micha and in Parshas Vayelech. Ukshkorn Hazinu b'Shabbos Shuva, but when Shabbos Shuva is Parshas Hazinu, Yesh L'Sayim b'Psukim Yoel. Then you lane from Yoel. Do Gamkein main a Parshas Ksiv Ba Yarov Kamata Lichri Kasir Maladash Kriviv Maleisev Upsukim Yoel Ksiv Yerlechem Geshemorit. That they both talk about rain, so therefore Yoel is an appropriate match for Parshas Hazinu. And the Shari Tshuva says that it all depends on the minhag. The only thing we know for sure is that you don't end with the end of Hosea, because that's who poshim mikashel b'am, and we'd rather not end with that. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, uberashana bebeiz gimel sheyesh Shabbos ben Yom Kippurim l'sukkis. And when Rosh Hashanah falls out in such a way that there's going to be a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkis, not like this year, there's no Shabbos in Yom Kippur and Sukkis this year. First day of Sukkot is Shabbos. The Korban Bo Hazinu, and on that Shabbos you read Hazinu Maftirin Bo Vayidaber David. So we do the we're Maftir Vayidaber David. V'yesh Omrim Shabrosh Hashanah Bebeis Gimel Shavayelech Bein Rosh Hashanah Liyom Kippurim Maftirin Bo Dirshu. Now there's a Yesh Omrim that on Shabbos Shuva we don't lay in Shuva, that that when Vayelech is Shabbos Shuva, so then we lay in Dirshu on Vayelech, and we lay in Shuva on the Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Wild, no? So the Rama quickly says, we don't do that. We lay in Shuva on Shabbos Shuva. Sivkat Mechav Dalin, Maftirin Dirshu, Mishum Zachsiv Dirshu Hashem Yimazov, Vamr Chazal, Zeh Abasar Yom, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Why is it appropriate to lay in Dirshu Hashem Yimazov on Shabbos Shuva? Because Dirshu Hashem Yimazov, when is Hashem Yimazov? That's in Aseres Yimei Shuva. And why would it be appropriate to lay in Shuva after Yom Kippur is already over? Because it's always good to do Shuva, so we're trying to highlight that we're still interested in doing Shuva even after the Gzar Din. Back in the Ramah now, Ubishar Shabbos Hashanah Maftir Mina Parsha. All the other weeks of the year, we do a pick after that matches the Parsha. Ukshakorin Shtei Parshios, and when you lay in two Parshios, Maftirin Bachrona, we pick the second of the double Parsha, the Haftorah that belongs to the second of the double Parshios. Milvad Ba'achremos Kedoshim, the Maftirin Alokim Bnei Kushim. Except for with Achremos Kedoshim, it's an exception. We lay in the Haftorah for Achremos, not the Haftorah for Kedoshim. She Haftorah is Achremos. And the reason for that is because, actually, let's take a look in Mishra Brua. She Haftorah is Achremos, Mnei She Haftorah Shal Parsh Shnia Maskeres Mitoavas Yerushalayim. The Haftorah of Kedoshim speaks ill of Yerushalayim. We don't like to talk about bad things about Yerushalayim. Mashayim King Shein Nefrado, Shekvar Karu, Halokim Mnei Kushim Parsh Sachrei, Behechruch Laftir Beparsh Kedoshim Atishbot. But the problem is, if it's not a double Parsha, so you already lain the Haftorah of Achremos on Parshas Achremos, so then you're stuck. Then you have no choice but to lain the Haftorah of Parshas Kedoshim on Parshas Kedoshim. Nevertheless, in Europe, there are many places that had a minhag, and Yerushalayim, minhag Yerushalayim was that they would just lain the Haftorah of Achremos again, which is what we did in our shul. Rav Shechta recommend that we do that also. So we just lain the Haftorah of Achremos 2 weeks in a row because we never, ever, ever want to lain about the Toevas Yerushalayim. V'nei vush cholik al Ramah v'daito d'kam k'shi k'ful l'kor naftorah achrona. The Levush disagrees with Ramah and holds that even when it's a double parsha of Achremos Kedoshim, we read Tahainu Shal Parshas Kedoshim, the Haftorah of Kedoshim. Avalabach v'shari achronim kasvush and espashit a minig b'chol kilos karam abazah. But at the very least, the minig is like the Ramah, that at least when it's a double parsha, we go with the Achremos Haftorah. V'uadinim Shabbos Parshas Achrei haya erev Rosh Chodesh, maftirun machr chodesh. And likewise, if for whatever reason we didn't lain, even if they're separate, but we didn't lain the Haftorah of Parshas Achremos on Parshas Achremos, because it was erev Rosh Chodesh, so we lain machr chodesh instead. Ah, so that's fantastic. That means we've now freed up the Haftorah of Achremos to use in Parshas Kedoshim. So it's very, very rare. I think the next time it comes up is in a few decades where the Shaili even comes up of whether we should lay in the Haftorah of Kedoshim because it's always either a double Parsha where it's easy to just lay in Achremos or it's Rosh Chodesh or Erev Rosh Chodesh on Parshas Achremos, so you don't have to deal with it. Back in the Ramah, V'nogel haftir b'chasna sos asis, that and when there's a Shavar Brachos, we lain sosasis vein dochem nashum haftar and iskeres kan. But unless the Shavar Brachos falls out on the week of one of the Tassa Parnusa or Shiva Din Lechemta or the Tshuva ones, Veloshal Dal Parshios, Veloshal Rosh Chodesh, Omar Chodesh, O Chanukah, O Shira, and also the special wedding Haftorah does not push off any of the Dal Parshios, not Rosh Chodesh, not Machr Chodesh, not Chanukah. I mean, it's the low man on the totem pole. The Sosa Sis for Chasen is the low man on the totem pole. Aval Shar Haftorahs Dochen Mipaneha, but all the other Haftorahs, all the regular week Haftorahs, we would push away for Sosa Sis. And we already discussed they shouldn't jump around from one Navi to another. And we also discussed whether the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh is Nidcha for the various Haftorahs that we have over here. So what we learned tonight is that there's a series of Haftorahs that's Tlasta the Parnusa in the 3 weeks, the Shiva Din Chemta, followed by the two related to Tshuva. What two related to Tshuva? The one for some Gedalia and the one for Shabbos Shuva. There's a Machlokas when there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, whether we should save Shuva for that and lay Dirshu on the previous Shabbos, but we don't. We always lay Shuva first. There is also a the Mishnah Berurah pointed out a mistake in many Chumashim about the Haftorah of Parshas Vayishlach. There does seem to be a thing, though, that whenever we lay in the end of Sefer Hosea, we always add Psukim from a different Navi to it, because it ends with Poshim Yikashulbam, which is a negative. And then we said that we never want to lay in the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim. So even though whenever there's a double Parsha, you always pick the second one, not when it's Achremos Kedoshim. And whenever there's a possibility to lay in the Haftorah of Achremos instead of the Haftorah for Kedoshim, we try to do so. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up, we'll be at a wedding, so I'm not sure what time exactly, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the beginning of Chelek. Hey, what a wonderful evening.